Now then, when the First War was on, First World War, the Zeppelin came over and bombed York, and its first bomb it dropped was at the, in the moat at end of Price's Lane, where it joins onto Nunnery Lane. We lived at 19 Upton Street. It blew my bedroom windows in a back. Now, theory has it that Nobbler Garnet, a driver on the Lancashire and Yorkshire Railway, who lived in Nunnery Lane, was coming back from Manchester, and he left Normanton at night somewhere about 11:45. And the Zeppelin sought flare. He had a sheet over the fire, but it, at the sides was the flare. And the rumour has it, the Zeppelin followed him to York, and when he got into York Station, of course, Zeppelin lost him, so he dropped his bombs, and that's why the bomb got into the end of Price's Lane.
I see.
And it blew Dewhurst, chemist, blew his windows out, Wilson Butcher, his windows out, and Cushworth, the newsagent, all their windows out. I was at school at the time.
How old will you have been at the time?
Eh?
How old were you?
I don't tell you. I think about 10 or 11.
Yes.
My two sisters are younger than me. They're older than me. They remember it.
How old are you now, Mr. Ridsdale?
Oh, 79.
Oh, yes. Yes. How old were you when you left school?
13. You see.
And what was school like, though? Can you remember anything about school? Your teachers?
School was one of the finest things there was, and we were very disciplined. Mm. And we all used to stand outside and march in.
So you liked school?
Yes. But the finest day at school was Empire Day, when we all used to march round the hall and sing what is that song?
The National Anthem?
No, we sang that, Empire Day. These are the... Oh, the finest day. And my oldest sister was a hell of a singer. Mm-hmm. It lives in Victor Street, and we used to love that day.
Yes.
But all I wanted to do was to get to work and earn some money, because we had to live on 16 and nights a week.
Did you take a packed lunch to school with you?
A what?
Did you take some lunch to school?
There wasn't such a thing. Everybody went home for dinner.
Went home for dinner, yes.
Yes, there wasn't such a thing. Yeah. And there was teachers in them days with 60 in a class.
How did they teach with 60 in the class?
They had to do. Today, I wouldn't pay them half the wages they are, but they're useless today, school teachers. They don't know what they're doing, and the children that's leaving school today are a bloody sight dafter than ever there was in them days. I've had firemen with me and guards on the railway couldn't write their own name.
Yes. And how did your teachers do it better?
Because they had us disciplined. If you didn't know, they made you learn.
And what happened if you were awkward for your teacher?
You wasn't awkward, but you got the cane, and that's what they should give him today.
Yes, was there a lot of that in the classroom?
No, so we're disciplined. Very little, but you got it if you didn't do what were right.
Did you ever go on trips with your school?
Did I what?
Did you go on trips with your school?
No, nothing like that. It was all school. Nothing of that at any time. You was at school.
Not once a year to the seaside?
Nothing at all. You was at school. They learnt you something. Not like they do today.
Yeah.
These people having them running out exercising while they're drawing £100 a week sat in mess room, sat at school while they're doing running. There's half of these teachers can't write their own name. Never mind, bloody well learn kids out.
What was your favourite lesson, do you remember?
History.
History, yes.
And arithmetic. My favourite.
Well,
and of course I like football.
Was there sports at school?
Only football. We had a school team.
Yeah.
I never managed to get into it because I couldn't go and play of a Saturday night. I went to work. Because we couldn't live on our money. We was living hand to mouth.
So you were first a cleaner on the railway.
Oh, yes, engine cleaner.
Yes. And then...
A fireman, 26 and a half years.
You went to be a postman, though, after that.
No, before I left school, I was there temporary.
Yes. How did you get from being a cleaner to being a fireman?
You had to pass three examinations.
What kinds of things did they ask you in these examinations?
A steam engine. Everything in and out of a steam engine. You had to pass on that. You had to pass on the vacuum brake. You had to pass on the Westinghouse brake at Darlington. Go there to pass. And then you had to pass on the rolls.
The rolls?
The rolls of the railway.
Oh, the rolls, yes.
And I've some books in there and some engines that make your eyes water if I shout you. What we had to go through.
Yes. What kind of hours were you working as a fireman?
Oh, well, it was only 8 hours a day. But it was 6 days a week.
Yes. Regular hours?
No. Anything between midnight and midnight next day, we were on all hours. For as a fireman and driver, I earned scores and scores of pounds on the railway as a fireman and driver. I always took the fast trains, firemen and driving, the Aberdonian, the Flying Scotchman, the Silver Jubilee. I did them all as a fireman and driver.
So you were one of the best, were you?
I wouldn't say it's up to them to think of what I want, but I did them all. And I made some money and I saved it and bought this land.
I see, yes. Did you have a lot of friends on the railways?
Oh, aye, and I had some enemies as well.
How did you get enemies on the railways?
Because I was doing what they wouldn't do and they didn't do.
Sorry, I'm not with you. You worked long hours?
Oh, yes. During the war, I did.
Yes.
I used to work during the war 12 hours a night, 7 nights a week.
Yes.
And the tax they took off me for 18 quid was £6.10 a week.
Yes.
As a driver. I was a fireman acting driver.
So you were working more hours than your friends?
Yes.
Than the others on the railway?
Yes, but they wouldn't have it.
Yes.
They wanted to be in club and dance hall.
Yes. Were you single?
No, single, no, I'm married.
Yeah. How old were you when you got married?
Eh?
How old were you when you got married?
Oh, about 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And how old were you when you became a fireman?
Couldn't tell you.
Was it older than after you got married? Or before you
got
married?
Oh, just as I got married.
Yes.
And my wage was £2.17 a week. As a fireman. Cleaner fireman. And had a family to fetch up. Mm. And in the 1926 coal strike, I was on strike 3 weeks, 1926. I'd been on strike in 1924. In 1926, and we went to work 3 days a week for 7 months, and went home with 26 and 11ths a week. We worked every other day. And to make the money up, me and my wife went to work in fields when we could get in. She'd 4 shilling a day, and I'd 5 shilling.
Which fields were those?
At Copmanthorpe and Bishopthorpe, anywhere we could get a job. We was under a bloke called Wiseman that had a farm up there, and we used to get engages.
What were your employers like, the railway people? Were they good employers?
Very good, if you did your work.
It was private then, wasn't it?
Yes, and there was railways then. No, they're paralysed, not nationalised. They're ruined, is the railways. A lot of idiots running railways that don't know the job. And I can tell them it.
What makes you think that, Mr. Ridsdale?
Because these accidents that's happening shouldn't happen. And I'm being told that the inspectors are getting made that ain't been on railway 8 years. And there's no man can run railway work under 30 years.
Were the unions very strong on the railways when you were there?
Yes, there was. And we had to have them to protect ourselves.
Did her life change at all in this time?
No, she enjoyed it. She knew I was working for no benefit and was saving money for the children, so they'd be all right in the long run. But the most unfortunate thing was that when my young oldest son was 17 and I lived at Bishopthorpe, and I had 13 acres at Copmanthorpe, which were buying through the Halifax Building Society, they took him to be a soldier. Now, I complained about that, and I wrote to the Archbishop of York.
Yes?
About it. Could he get him off for the 2 or 3 months' extension? Because I was only a fireman driving, and I was living at Bishopthorpe. He turned round to me, did his man, I never saw him, his secretary, said, I'm very sorry, but the Archbishop says it's everybody's man to do his duty is to go to fight Hitler. A fortnight after, he goes and appeals for his brother lad not to go and be a soldier because he didn't believe in war, but mine had to go. That was the Archbishop.
Yes.
He ought to have been shot at dawn. What's good for one's good for another.
Were you a religious man yourself, Mr. Ridsdale?
Eh?
Were you a religious man yourself?
Oh, good. I wouldn't say a good living fellow. I believe in church.
Yes?
Yes, oh, but good living.